Sunday of Advent, and thank you to everyone who's been involved with the service so far. We've lit the first candle, so that commences this period of Advent, which is a time when we are building up to Christmas and celebrating the coming, the birth of Christ. And it's a period of excitement, isn't it? It's a period of build up, it's a period of complex planning and preparation and thinking about what everyone's doing for Christmas and who's going where and who's buying what. Thinking about events, and there's all sorts of great things that are going to be happening here at the church as well as in our communities with our friends and our families and so on. But ultimately, it's a time of waiting. It's a time of waiting for that time to come. And we thank you to everyone that shared their stories of waiting, things that we have had to wait for. And waiting's kind of it's the kind of thing that we have to do quite often in life. We have to sort of wait for things, even in these times of a lot of things being very, very instant and next day delivery and Amazon Prime and whatever else, there are still some things that we do have to wait for. So let's have a look at our first reading. You might want to turn to Isaiah 2, 1-5. It's on page 688 of the Pew Bible. So if you just have a look at verse 2. It says, "In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. As the highest of the mountains, it will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it." Now, this is a prediction of what will happen, and Isaiah was a prophet, and he had the gift of being able to see into the future and prophesy as to what would happen. And this is one of the verses that explains what he saw. The idea with prophecy is that it will happen, but that we must wait patiently. Things don't always happen exactly at the time when we want them to happen. We need to wait on God, and we need to wait patiently. But what does that actually mean? Waiting on God means trusting that God knows what God is doing. Waiting on God means reminding us that God is in control. Waiting on God means that God's timing is best and that God is working. And God works in God's time, not in our time. But what does it mean to wait in terms of God? It's not just something we have to do until we get what we want. Waiting is the process of becoming what God wants us to be. And what God does in us whilst we are waiting is as important as that which we are waiting for. Just think about that for a moment. Everything that takes place during that process of waiting for something is as important as that something that we're waiting for. There's a very famous verse in Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Many of you probably have it as a memory verse. "Those who hope in the Lord will gain new strength." There's different versions slightly different words according to which versions. But sometimes it says "those that hope in the Lord," and sometimes it says "those that wait on the Lord." Those that wait on the Lord will gain new strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not become faint. The point is the same. If we wait patiently, our strength will be renewed. If we jump to our New Testament reading, which Jessica kindly brought us, in Matthew 24, have a look at verse 36. "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Just imagine if we knew the date and the time that Jesus was coming back. How differently might we behave if we knew that? And that's why it says, no one knows. Only the Father knows exactly when Christ will return. And that's a good thing, because we need to be not trying to think, okay, it's going to happen on a particular day at a particular time. We pray for the coming of Christ. We say, thy kingdom come. I often say I don't like to book things too far ahead because Jesus might be back before then. And sometimes people sort of laugh, but is it a joke? It's not a joke. We are actively praying for the kingdom to come, and we don't know when that will happen. But we consistently pray for the coming back of the risen Christ. We are waiting. If you have a look at verse 40, it says, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. The coming of Christ will be sudden, and it will occur when we're just going about our business, and the choices that we have made, they will matter. It says in verse 44, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Are we living our lives as though the return of Christ is imminent? We do not know when it will be, but we do know that it will be. It's prophesied there, and it's written again here. And as we start the season of Advent, the season of coming, we are waiting for the celebration of Christ's birth and for all the excitement and joy that comes with the joyous Advent season. And just here in church, we've got Messy Church, we've got Grafternoon, we've got the Carol Service, we've got the Christmas Day Service. But ultimately, we are waiting for Christ's return, and we believe that Christ will come again. And we are living in that hope. We are hoping for that. But this is our waiting time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.